This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is one of my favorite stories, maybe of the year, but certainly of the week. Online events platform StubHub. Washington, D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab claimed in a complaint that StubHub is tricking consumers by hiding mandatory fees until just before shoppers make a purchase.
What? No.
These fees can boost the total ticket cost by 40%, the lawsuit alleges. I saw this on MSN's website. StubHub, a practice that's called drip pricing, it's when a company dangles an initial low price but later tacks on fees. The strategy violates the District of Columbia's Consumer Protection Producers Act, a law that requires merchants to provide truthful information about consumer goods. The complaint filed Tuesday says StubHub failed to provide consumers with a clear and accurate information. It also alleges that StubHub used a transaction countdown clock to induce a false sense of urgency aimed at pressuring shoppers into making a purchase. Story goes on to later say StubHub intentionally misleads consumers by deceptive offering a low price on the front end, luring them into a long, protracted buying process, oftentimes running consumers through multiple dozens of screens before they eventually are given the final price. According to Vicky Marowitz, a marketing professor at Columbia, when fees are dipped, consumers are more likely to make the purchase. Quote, it's problematic because consumers end up buying something they would not have perhaps intended to, or that's more expensive than they intended to. Right before the purchase, StubHub tacks on fulfillment and service fees that the lawsuit say are unrelated to fulfillment or service. The lawsuit, they found an Usher concert where the tickets were initially advertised at $178 each. By the end of the purchase, StubHub had added a fulfillment and service fee of $70 per ticket, final price increasing by 40%. We've talked about this on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Who's against this? This is politicians working for us.
Finally.
Yep.
Getting something we care about done. Yeah, absolutely. It is infuriating when you go through that. And we've talked a million times. You advocate for just give me the full price up front. Just let me know what the price is, and I'm likely to do it. You know, but when you jack it up at the end and then everybody can see what your fees are, which by the way, you should know what the fees are ahead of time. And then you start going through them and you see the fulfillment and what was it?
Service.
Fulfillment and service fee or whatever.
What was the great line from David Putty when he was looking at the receipt and it had an additional overcharge, which is what it all feels like. It just feels like a line item on your receipt is additional overcharge.
It's like, and it's ridiculous how much that they are just bilking the customer for. And like, the one thing I disagree, I don't think you don't go through dozens of screens.
No, you don't. Okay? But you do go a long way before you see the final price.
There are several that you have to go through.
Yeah. There are some property rental companies that, you see a price of, we can rent this four-bedroom place for $335 a night.
Right.
Yeah, okay, this is cool. And you get to it and you're like, what is this $505 a night?
Yeah, exactly, which is what I went through when I went to Vegas, when I was setting up my hotel stay in Vegas recently that was, quote, I'm doing it on my phone, like, oh, this is a pretty good rate. Friend and I are like, this sounds good, let's do this. Okay, and I go to checkout. Next thing I know, I'm like, how did this get jacked up? Wasn't I getting this room at $150 a night?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're getting it for, you know, $215 a night. Like, that's crazy.
And I'm thinking, am I supposed to feel fulfilled?
There's not.
Am I supposed to feel served? I mean, right?
It's gouging all over. And yeah, the same thing happened when I bought tickets to see that the Britt Floyd concert at downtown, and bought tickets online for my brother and I to go see the show. I got good seats. I'm like, I know I'm going to have to pay some extra money to see to get the good seats. And I did. And I'm like, great. And then the fees come in. I'm like, well, hey.
Yeah.
Well, that's another $75 per ticket on fees.
Would you call it gouging? Would you call it straight deception?
Gouging sounds like to me, I always like to use gouging when they're taking advantage of the situation. Hey, it's hot out, so we're going to take, you start to charge higher prices for ice, something like that. This is deception.
Yeah. It's awfully frustrating as a consumer. And somebody called up, I think the website is TickPix, is the one where they give you the straight up front price. Right up front, here's a price.
Yeah, but at the same time, I do want to know what I'm being charged for. Like, okay, great, I'm paying $100 for this ticket, and it's only going to be $100 a ticket. But what is it really? Well, it's a $45 ticket, and you're paying $55 in fees. And then you're like, what are these fees? I always question, like, same thing with when you buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
Or you refinance a mortgage and you go through the infinite paperwork that comes through all that. You can spend
4 weeks of reading it all, or you just sign.
Right. You just sign here. Yeah. Initial here. Yeah. I got it all. And then they go through the fees with you at the end. Like, here's what it is. And you're like, how are there so many fees? Really? Everyone's got their hand in the pie and everyone gets paid that much for it?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, let's just say that I think America is for this. Give us the price. Let us know what we're going to pay. There is a lot of screens. You got to move through a number. It's not dozens, but you move through a number of screens before you see what the actual price is. And I mean, the marketing professor says you get that committed. You're that deep in. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
And it countdown clock. It's pressure. I only have 7 minutes.
Right. You're not guaranteed. It's not that the price goes away. It's that you're not guaranteed to have it if you don't do it within a certain time.
Something else is a friendly reminder to all consumers. And I credit you because this was on your show sheet. I just, it's probably important that we just have this reminder on occasion, not specific to anything. But if you've purchased a specific app here in Detroit that you perhaps no longer need, don't forget to cancel said app.
I have to cancel that app.
I canceled it this morning. You know when my next billing cycle started? August 5th. Whew.
So I got time.
Yeah. Well, that was my billing cycle. I don't know what your billing cycle was. But yeah. So I have the app
for three
more days.
Was it painless?
So here's what's funny is it wasn't easy online. It was very easy on my phone through the app itself.
Okay. Maybe I'll try it that way.
But it's subscriptions, manage subscriptions, and that's how you do it. But when we were, I tried to do it online, not easy. But just a friendly reminder for anybody out there, if you've purchased an app that you no longer need, don't forget to. I do that every once in a while because I can get my phone, I can go see what I subscribe to. I'm like, oh my God, I've subscribed to that for the last year?
Right.
I haven't opened this app once.
So when you started to go down the process online,
mm-hmm.
did you give up on that and go to the phone?
So, yes.
Okay.
It was a lot easier. A lot easier on the phone.
Do you think this is something I will be able to do during the commercial break?
On your phone?
Yes.
I'd actually like to have you try online first. Because it wasn't easy. I want to see if you can figure it out. I couldn't. I'd be proud of you if you could.
Okay.
Because you're not... I don't want to... When it comes to technology and savviness...
Not the best.
I don't rank you near the top.
No.
I don't rank you near the bottom.
No,
you're ahead of my mom.
That's good to know.
But I want to see if you can do it online.
You know what? I'm better than my mom too.
There you go. Excellent. Try it during a commercial break online and see if you can achieve it.
All right.
All right. Just a reminder, you can stream the show with the Odyssey app, which is free. You never have to cancel it. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. More and more people take in the show that way. And hey, man, during the Lions season, can you imagine being out of town when something big happens? And if that something big goes down, you're going to want to listen to what's being said in Detroit. You're going to be glad you have the Odyssey app. So go get it today. Then you can stream this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket. You can also stream Tiger Baseball. In the meantime, you can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com, and stream with video. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971theticket. Bam, there we are. You can participate in the streaming chat. Same thing with youtube.com. And search bar, 971theticket, and you can see it. Clearing, I got some compliments on the hat today. It is not a flat brim hat, Gator. Do you like this hat?
It's okay.
All right, man.
No, I mean that just
it's okay.
It's not offensive. You've got a nice rounded brim on it. Okay. The off-center logo is interesting.
You're not an off-center logo guy.
Not really, no. Yeah. Couple of pine trees there.
You can check it out if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch.
The mesh in the back.